you. This is Driving Discussions, a podcast series where we gear our focus towards forces that affect North American road fuels. Greetings and salutations once again, one and all. Jason Metko with you, Associate Editor of U.S. Products here at Argus. And on this episode, for the first time, we will sit down with Hunter Feit. He's our U.S. Mid-Continent Distillate Reporter. We'll be focusing on the region's spring harvest season and the implications for those in the diesel realm. Hunter, welcome to the presentation. It's great to have you on for the first time here. Let's jump right in. It is spring after all. Spring planting season underway, which I know is a key indicator for diesel demand in the Mid-Continent. How are things shaping up this season?
It's shaping up pretty good for right now. It seems like people are wanting to get started early. So right now in Atlanta, what some people, you know, call America's breadbasket, are, you know, the Mid-Continent. We've been seeing a lot of opportunities with the, you know, planting progress. Right now, we're seeing open arbitrages, which means it's right now cheaper to ship diesel from the Gulf Coast to the Mid-Continent than it is to buy locally. Right now in Chicago, diesel is holding 11.7% premium to the U.S. Gulf Coast product, which is well over Explorer's 8.4% pipeline tariff for shipping product from Pasadena, Texas to Hammond, Illinois. Arbitrage is the widest that we've been seeing from the two regions since 15 November of last year, and it's been open since April 1st. The arbitrage is mainly open for the majority of the month that we've been seeing the past couple of years, and also going into May. With the southern Mid-Continent, like the Great Plains, it's been open throughout the planting season as well, but right now the current arbitrage to Group 3 still is below Gulf Coast distillates. Still at it's at a discount at the moment.
He is Hunter Feit. He's our Mid-Con Disti reporter here on Driving Discussions. Hunter, can you elaborate a little bit more on the planting progress, what we've seen up there?
Right now in Illinois, for example, planting is already at 2%. We're into April 7th from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or the USDA. That's the earliest we've seen them planting there. And it's really suggesting that farmers are eager to get going. Kansas, which is part of the Great Plains, are already at a 4%, which is up by 2% from the week before. But it's still kind of down from the year prior, which was at 5%. They're still going pretty good, but Illinois has been going a lot quicker than what we've been seeing in the past 5 years. Pretty much this could lead to a surge in diesel demand a lot earlier in the season than what we've normally seen. But right now, the USDA is also projecting a 5% decrease in planted corn acres this year, which means that planting might start earlier, but total demand for diesel could be lower overall. It's just a balancing act at the moment.
I guess another thing that would have to be balanced in all of this whole equation is the weather. Tell us a little bit about how weather could be a wild card in this, Hunter.
Oh, yes. Weather is always going to be a wild card. National Weather Service is forecasting an above average temperatures for April, with some rain kind of being mixed in as well in the upper Mid-Continent. Rain can cause some delays, but experts at the moment don't really see it as a huge major issue at the moment, or more worried about how cold it is right now still in the region. But they think that it should be warming up in the next couple of weeks. Once temperatures do rise consistently, that's when we might see a bigger jump in demand. There is another factor that look into for demand is the Explorer pipeline. We've been seeing it go at the moment at 2.5 cents for line space, which I haven't really seen much of line space when I first started covering. So people are offering line space. It's kind of a huge thing at the moment for the Mid-Continent. It shows that there's an increased demand in the region. We've also been seeing a lot of more Explorer delivered trades to Chicago of diesel, which, again, we haven't really been seeing a lot of delivered deals on the Explorer pipeline, but it's really showing that there's a lot more demand for diesel at the moment than what we've been seeing since harvest season.
We're talking with Hunter Feit. He's our Mid-Con Disti reporter here on Driving Discussions. I know it was a very busy turnaround season in the Gulf. I guess that's been the same case in the Mid-Con as well, right, Hunter?
Huge turnaround season. We've been seeing a lot of refineries are planning a lot of maintenance outages throughout the year, especially during the spring season. which means that they're going to be taking units offline, such as crude distillation units, which will reduce production in the mid-continent. It's expected to average about 493,000 barrels a day, or almost double the lows of the same month last year, according to data from the market intelligence company IIR Energy for the month of April. May crude distillation units outages will average about 206,000, though, still up by like 77,000 from last year. We've also been seeing refinery utilization rates in the Mid-Con dropping as well from the last week. According to the Energy Information Administration, it was down by 6 percentage points to 84%. That's also only going from gross inputs of crude into refineries. But right now, operating capacity is still at 4.21 million barrels, but we might see that capacity lower later in the month.
So we'll get you out on this, Hunter. How does all of that impact the market?
So it could have some upper pressure on prices, especially considering an already tight supply situation. Good news is that refiners have been planning this from the start since at least January. We're currently at our highest level of inventory for the planting season since 2019, which buyers are already tapping into that inventory, which last week it was at 31.2 million barrels, but then it went down, or it came down by 0.8 to 30.5 million, according to the EIA, which is still a lot higher than it was last year and especially, you know, the years before. So refiners have been doing their best to get, you know, more inventory for the buyers. Movements last year, though, on the Explorer pipeline also did rise by like 652,000 barrels to 2.98 million barrels last year. So we might be see a similar increase of diesel movement on the Explorer pipeline for this month as well, which I'm kind of thinking that's with all the Explorer deals that we've been seeing this week, that's we might be seeing a lot more than 652. With the higher inventories and increased pipeline movement, that should help mitigate some of the impact from the turnaround season.
Well, Hunter, a wealth of information there. We've talked spring planting. We'll catch you up on fall harvest. How's that sound?
That sounds like a good plan.
Great thanks to Hunter Feit, our MidCon distillate reporter, for joining us on this edition of Driving Discussions, a production of Argus Media, a leading independent provider of energy and commodity pricing information. Friendly reminder to check out the previous episodes in our series. And as always, for more details on Argus's U.S. products coverage, make sure you go to argusmedia.com/US-products.